Kenny, how would you describe your team's display tonight?
I thought it was very good. You know, having got a big defeat on Friday night for a performance that wasn't that much less than tonight. We overlook the fact that Friday night's statistics is not good, but I thought the boys played well on Friday nights for long periods of the game. And I said that to you, there was just a little bit of naivety and inexperience on Friday night. So it's brought me back to life, because I was really bad at the weekend, and so was Q. And, you know, we put so much in to try and help the players, and we felt that we got a short change on Friday night. But tonight was the commitment level and the energy of the team and the players was there for all to see. And we had to give something back to the city tonight. It was about us, because there was this big fanfare for the game, and I was worried sick. I really was, because I've managed teams in front of 60,000, 70,000 supporters. But tonight's, and with no nerves at all, tonight was nerve-wracking, because I knew that the average guy from the Brandywell, from the Craigan, from wherever, from Shantala, they have been deprived of their weekly trip down or fortnightly trip down to see their local team, and they've been deprived of that. So coming back tonight, they were anticipating and expecting a performance, because there's such a crowd there, again, full house, and they wanted to have a good time. And the only downside is it wasn't a Friday night or a weekend night for them, but it was a Monday night, and I'm sure they went home satisfied. And I felt responsible that we had to, and I'm the guy that makes the selections, and I'm the guy that makes the mistakes, and I wanted to make sure tonight was for them. And we returned that for them tonight. Hopefully we repaid them in a way in which it's good to be back, you know. That's the way they'll be leaving. Can't wait for Friday night now, because that was a good atmosphere, and the entertainment was good from our perspective, I thought. And we wanted to show them that we were thinking of them.
Of course, Kenny, you have a lot of players out at the minute, but those young guns tonight put on a five-star performance. It gives you a headache now when them players are coming back into the line, maybe trying to get a first-team spot.
I know. That's good, but the experienced players are missing. There's seven players out, and you know, people have been looking at negativity, and we've actually got 6 points from five games when four of them have been away from home. So we're not a million miles away from the top six, and that's where we want to be. And hopefully, if we can work hard and take the confidence and the buzz into Friday night, we've got a chance of hopefully getting another result. But it's going to be tough, because Bray haven't started well, and they've got really good players. I'm aware of their players, and we've got to match them in their work rate and their energy. And you have to say that, you know, the performances of a lot, if you go through our team and look at them and look at the age of our players, it's the youngest team in the league. We've got seven under 21 internationals current, and there's going to be it's a big ask for them to keep producing and producing and producing. And my chairman has been more than supportive. If you look at the players we have, we've got Gavin Pearce to come in, with David Hopkirk to come in, with Chris Turner, all experienced players, Armin Aganovic, seven players of a lot of League of Ireland and European experience.
Spreads it out the right hand side to the chaser McDermott. Chased out a bit of a hard touch, but does well to run it back. Hay will across it, and he scores! Ronan Hay scores! It looked like he was going to get the cross in, but what actually happened was it was played back towards him by Conor McDermott after he impressively got a slight challenge in there. They get the possession back after it looked like he had lost it. Then Hay looked towards the goal on the right foot, struck it towards the back post. Brendan Clark, no chance as he jumps across the face of goal, and it ends up the back of the net. So with almost 9 minutes gone, it's Kerry City
Coleman applying some pressure as eventually Nicky Lowe gets his pass away, and Patterson cuts it in the 18-yard box. Opportunity for Ronan Patterson! They make it 3-0 to Kerry City! 61 minutes gone on the clock, and what an attack there from Derry, retrieving possession from the corner kick as it was played up by Nicky Lowe. There was a lovely touch there by Rory Patterson, just waited for the approach by Ronan Curtis. He took one touch and on the second touch with the right foot sends a pass Brendan Clark. They make it Derry City 2 Limerick now toward Patterson. Patterson in acres of space waiting for the ball to come. Just points to Kenny Furness. He plays over his head to Nicky Lowe. Nicky Lowe dinks it towards goal. It comes off the crossbar and now the chance hasn't got away yet from Derry City. So they're playing at the arm back in there. He makes it 3-0. Brendan Clark actually lying on the ground as if he has been injured after the initial opportunity from Nicky Lowe. But Nicky Lowe, after getting into the 18-yard box after being laid off by Rory Patterson, again takes the shot, tries to chip it over the keeper, comes off the crossbar as it lands down. A bit of luck there for Armack, and now he got the ball from underneath his foot. They had it in the empty net. They make it 3-0.
Taken on the 18-yard box, puts a head down, goes to the byline, gets his cross under the box, and it's headed away. Only as far as Ronan Curtis. Curtis thought about the shot, gives it back to Ronan Hill. Hill tries to get his end on it, and eventually it's Ronan Hill with his second goal of the night to make a Derry City 4 Limerick FC 0. I think Friday night 6-1 Drubbin Eddie is well and truly in the past.
Centre the spot, penalty spots, he's got Brenton Clark in front of him. Brenton Clark sort of waving his arms about. Ronan Hill steps up, right footed, oh, drives it into the top left hand corner for the hat-trick. Derry City 5 Limerick FC 0. Derry City heading towards a famous home victory here at the revamped Brandywell.
Just have a look now.
It's a welcome victory here at the Brandywell as the referee brings proceedings to a close. It's finished. Derry City 5 Limerick FC 0. And what a way to welcome the fans back to Brandywell.